Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for another edition of The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is our Tuesday flagship show. I am your host, and as always, I am excited to be with you. Today, my guest is Shannon Jamil, and it's always Christmas Day for me when I get to talk to somebody else who does retreats in their business. And so I feel like what we're going to talk about today, she's a best-selling author. She's done a lot of retreats. She actually has a retreat property in the Austin, Texas area. It's not in Austin, but it's in that general area. And we're going to talk about the concept of self-love on a little bit deeper level, not just more on a surface level. But we're also going to talk about why a retreat is such a perfect example of showing yourself self-love and compassion. So thanks so much for joining me today, Shannon.
Allison, thank you so much for having me on the show. Self-love is one of my favorite topics, so I'm so excited to be here.
I love it, love it. So I know you and I were just talking before we hit record, but I'd love for you just to introduce yourself to my audience first.
Sure. So yeah, I have a 46-acre retreat center just outside of Austin where people show up here and they definitely are practicing some deep self-love. I host retreats myself about 5 or 6 a year. And like you mentioned, I have a book called Surrender where I talk about the different ways that we kind of remove limiting beliefs and blocks and really return to love. And so that's why it's such a powerful topic to me, because that is the start and end of all things, I think, is love.
Absolutely. And I think what's also very interesting about when we just talk about self-love, because first of all, I think there's a lot of people out there throwing the term around like it's a commodity,
yes.
You know, and without really talking and understanding what it really means and what it entails. And for me, I don't know about you, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, but for me, it's always about how we treat ourselves. Are we always hard on ourselves? Are we always talking negatively about ourselves? Are we always second guessing ourselves? It's like, you know, when we do that, we're being, I mean, it's not that you can't show love and do that, right? It's like, this is what, you know, parenting is about to some degree. But I also think that the relationship that we have with ourselves is really a sign of how much self-love we actually have for ourselves.
I'm so glad you put it that way. And I could tell just by listening to your podcast and just the description that that is, you know, more or less how you felt. Because what can be a little bit frustrating is when people are like, well, I got my nails done, so that's my form of self-love.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, that could be a very tiny, tiny microscopic part of it. But really, it does come to how you treat yourself, how you think about yourself, how you talk about yourself, to yourself and to others. And so it really is. It's like, are you your worst bully or are you your biggest cheerleader?
Yeah, and I love the way you put that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And too, to your point, it's, you know, a lot of people think self-care is a mani and pedi or going and getting a massage or, you know, having a girl's night out. And look, there's nothing wrong with any of that. You know, I do all of those things. Mm-hmm. But it's like, is that really how you define how you take care of yourself?
Yeah, same. That's the same concept. And really, that too also comes down, and there can be a little intertwined, but that's also like, how do you feed yourself? You know, how do you move your body? Do you take time just to be quiet? Do you listen? You know, we are so busy, I guess you could say, but it's noisy, it's crowded. The world is yelling at us. Our computers are yelling at us. Our phones are yelling at us. People are yelling at us. And so do you step away and just listen to what you really need, like internally? So yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, well, one of the things I always like to say, because, you know, my background is in health and fitness, and for a little, now almost going on 30 years, it's like, you know, one of the things that I always tell, you know, my clients is, it's like, you know, you want to think of how you treat yourself. You want to treat yourself like you would treat a really good friend or something that's really like really important to you. And because you and I both know that if something's important to you, you're going to work out a way to do it.
Okay. So let me just tell you two things. One, my day job used to be a mental health therapist. And so I agree with that so much. It's also how you think about yourself. and how you view yourself in your own mind. But let me give you an example of what you were talking about, especially when it comes to fitness. I could tell you my whole entire life, I hated running. I'm like, not happening. And then my good cousin was like, you know what? I really want to do the Disney half marathon. It's like a whole different beast, you know, whatever. It's this fun thing. And I'm like, girl, you are talking to the wrong person. She's like, look, let me introduce you to intervals. We've got 8 months. I'm going to cut this short, Allison. I love intervals. And I just completed my first half marathon. And can I tell you, I would get up at whatever time I had to and do it at whatever time to fit that in, because it became a priority because I loved how I felt when I did it. At least I loved how it felt afterwards.
Yeah. And a lot of what I used to tell when I was working in fitness full time, I still do work with a handful of people privately, but it's really not the primary focus anymore in my business. It hasn't been for a while. But one of the things I always tell even my current clients today, I say, you schedule what gets scheduled is what gets priority. Mm-hmm. And if you don't schedule it and it becomes a priority, then it doesn't get measured. So, you know, it's kind of like if you're just showing up one foot in the door and one foot out the door, then your results are going to reflect that. And it's 100%. Really not a matter of, you know, saying then there's always the pushback. Well, I really, you know, I'm just so busy at work. I just didn't really have time. The kids, the husband, all the responsibilities. I just can't work it in right now. And, you know, I'm always like, okay, you know what? I hear that. I respect that. But really what you're saying is that it's just not important to you.
That's exactly.
People just need to hear it like that, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's true. That's the raw, hard truth of it is that if you can't put it on your schedule, then it is not a priority. I won't even hear it. Someone say, yeah, but I really want XYZ. If you did, if you did, it would be on your schedule, like period, end of story. You would remove something else. You would reprioritize, reshift. But I 100% agree with that.
And I also think that we just have to normalize this whole idea that, you know, look, let's just own it. If it's not important to you right now, okay, that's fine. There's no judgment here, but let's just call it what it is. And let's be honest about it, because nothing changes until you're honest about it.
Yeah. I have another example of something like that. For years, I've wanted to learn Italian. I'm Italian. My parents didn't pass down the language. And I've just really wanted to learn it. And so during COVID, when, you know, I wasn't hosting retreats because no one was at the beginning, I thought this is a perfect time to learn. I literally had the time to learn. And guess what, Allison? I still didn't do it, which means it's really not a priority. I really don't want to learn Italian because I would have done it.
And I could think of a couple things that I keep saying I'm going to do. And the reason that it hasn't gotten done is because I haven't made it a priority. I mean, I'll own, right?
Yep. And I own that too. This kind of ties into, though, with retreats in the sense that, you know how many times, and I've had to learn this. I have a very strict cancellation policy. How many times women especially will want to cancel the retreat because they won't give themselves that time?
Yeah.
Or they want to back out
because one step further and say, I have people say, I really want to come, but.
Yep.
You know, and then there's a button past it. And it's like, you know, and it's like I always tell my clients, and I'm sure you can relate to this too. A retreat is a different offer. It's not like selling private coaching or a group program or a membership or anything else. I mean, it does require a sizable time and financial commitment, not just on our parts as the leaders, but on the people who say yes to come. But when I hear people say that, I'm always like, okay, I get that. You know, timing is always an issue, but what's really behind that? You know, like that weren't a factor, would you still say yes? Would you still want to come? You know, and sometimes I'm really surprised what people say.
I agree. I can tell you that I have had people either, to your point, not even sign up or want to sign up, or they sign up and then they regret it. And what it comes down to is they don't think they're worthy of it. They really feel like, you know what? I can't take this time for myself. I've got to do XYZ for so-and-so. I've got to be here for so-and-so. So-and-so can't survive without me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't come down to the retreat being the issue. It comes down to their worthiness being an issue.
And also, it's them wanting to give themselves permission, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'll just take that again, take that one step further and say, you know, and some people, I don't know if it's always a worthiness issue. I do think that's a big piece for a lot of people. But I do think it's this, is it okay if I say yes?
You know, it's almost like they need approval, you know, and that is a self-worth issue. But at the same time, it's like, why can't you say yes to yourself? You know, why shouldn't you treat yourself with equal importance, just like you treat other people in your life?
That's exactly it. That's exactly what I'm meaning is yeah. It's more like, well, I've got to give so much to my spouse or my kids or my job or whatever it is that I don't have enough left for me. So I can't.
Which is just a lackful thought. Let's just be honest and call it what it is.
Yep. Yeah. 100%. But I will say, and I'm sure I know you know this, everyone that does show up for themselves and maybe they did have those doubts or because of my cancellation policy, which I actually put in place because of this, not because of the money part, which is a business reason, and yes, you should have it, but mainly because of this, when they show up for themselves, there's literally tears of joy that they did it for themselves and just the most incredible shifts in their body, in their hearts, in their spirits, because they did carve out that time for themselves.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, when we make the decision to make the conscious decision to make ourselves a priority, I don't know that anybody listening to this or anybody in the world for that matter doesn't want, it's not that they don't want to make themselves a priority. You know, I don't really think that that's the issue. But what I think is that, you know, we've got this, you know, so many people have this crazy story because of either how we've been raised or what we've been told or what other people believe. And we're trying to like fit into that is that, you know, it's this whole idea that putting ourselves first is selfish. It's an indulgence. It's an expense. I don't need to spend, you know, whatever. I mean, I think there's a million and one reasons that we can find for that. But I feel like at the end of the day, you know, you either have to put up or shut up. I hate to even be, you know, that direct about it, but that's really the truth.
No, it is the truth. And the other truth is that when you do put up, it is so worth it. It really is.
Yeah. And I'll just throw this out there too, because this just literally popped into my head as we were talking. It's like, I often wonder if people are even like thinking or wanting it to go well. It's almost like they don't want it to go well, so they'll have an excuse. And I'm not saying that's a conscious thought, but I think for some people, it's like, there may be a fear there that what if things really do change? What will I do?
Yeah, I agree that there's a big, big percentage of people in the world who are experiencing what they would call pain, heaviness, issues, whatever you want to call it, that they actually are choosing it.
Yeah.
And they're choosing it because they're afraid of what's on the other side of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because what you're not changing, you're choosing.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And I will even say, and I would love to know if this is the case for you. I've seen I've hosted well over 100 retreats, and I would say at almost every one of them, there's at least someone that shows up that I can sense in their body that they are thinking that this was not what they should do, that they should not have spent this time, that they should not have spent the money, whatever it is, right when they show up, they're like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done this, right?
Yeah.
I feel it. I sense it in them. And the one of the most beautiful parts of the experience is seeing literally can see it in their body, let alone their behavior, their energy, their tone of their voice, all the things, the shift that happens when they realize I am worthy of this. I can say yes to this. I can give myself permission to do this. And holy shit, it feels good.
Totally. No, I'm with you. I'll give you something else. Here's what I think is really going on in cases like that, you know, because I haven't done quite as many retreats as you, but we'll probably be by the end of next year, we'll be close to 50. And I mean, that's just the in person. That doesn't count any of the virtual events that we've done. But what I think is going on with a lot of people and, you know, that exhibit what you're talking about, and I watch it happen all the time, is we're married to our stories. Mm-hmm. You know, we are so used to thinking of ourselves in a certain way and talking about things in a certain way and living a certain way that it's like we don't want to let that go. And to your point, to some degree, we are afraid of what's on the other side, but it's almost like we'd rather fight for our limitations, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a friend of mine has a saying. She says, you know, if you constantly fight for your limitations, guess what? You're going to get to keep them.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think that they're coming and they've got a story in their mind. And some of the issues that I've seen too, because when we first start off, you know, we have an opening circle and people share why they're there, and some really share, and some you can tell are like, I am not ready to have this conversation yet. And that's okay too. And you can tell the ones that are like, I'm here, but I don't want to change because I'm afraid of what you guys are going to tell me I need to do, even though that's not what we do, but that's what they're thinking. It's like,
I don't really know why I'm here, but I'm here.
Yes, yes. And it's like,
just kind of feel, okay, there's going to be a lot more coming later, you know?
Yes, yeah. And then to hear the story at the end. I think at the end of the day, we're saying the same thing as far as the feelings that they have when they arrive or the stories that they're telling themselves or the beliefs that they have around it are one way. And then if they allow, and I would say 99.9% of my guests do, they completely bust that wide open and they embrace a new belief or a new thought or a new assumption, whatever you want to call it. And it's just so beautiful to watch. And the 1.1%, because I can think of at least one person who wasn't ready during the retreat, comes back around later on and says, you know, at the retreat, I was feeling XYZ, but a few months later, one of the things that was said there really resonated with me hard, and this is what happened. And it's a beautiful thing, too.
Well, everybody has, there's a learning curve for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because, you know, if a retreat, in my view, retreats are about change, first off. They're really, it's not about more of the same. And so it's not just about, you know, getting away and with friends and hanging out and all of that. And that's all good. And I'm not saying there's not going to be a little bit of that going on. But at the same time, it's like you come on a retreat because you want a fresh start. You want like a new beginning. You want a reset. You want something to take home with you, right? It's like you want, you know, to know that your life is going to be different when you get home. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is Cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. You know, a lot of what we do at Allison K retreats is, you know, I have an exercise that I do at every retreat, and we use a compass, and it's called the direction of your future. And so each point on the compass is about a different point in the self-care system or in whatever the theme of the retreat is. But it's usually around, you know, some type of personal growth and, to your point, a way to think and believe about the future. Because you and I both know that in order to get to a future that you want, you can't get there by living the way that you live now.
Right.
And so the retreat should be all about kind of giving you that start into your future, which will require you to think differently.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love that. And one of the things we mentioned before we recorded too is that every retreat will be different, you know, as different as the host is. So it's not like there's a one size fits all. And as a participant or guest, you really want to make sure you do your due diligence to understand what is the retreat promise or what is the retreat transformation that they are saying they're going to provide and that it aligns with what you are seeking. Because if you are someone who truly does just want to go for a weekend getaway and party it up. Okay, well, make sure that retreat matches that or experience or whatever you want to call it. Because I agree, retreats are about transformation and change. Otherwise, it's a experience or a gathering or a girl's weekend or whatever you want
to call it. Or a vacation or a chance just to, you know, get away from your life, whatever that is. Not that, like I said, I'm not being judgmental. There's nothing wrong with any of that.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, me too. But it's just, it's not the same thing as a retreat.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad that we're talking about that because we mentioned that, you know, it can get really confusing for people now, especially within the last 3 to 4 years of what's being offered as quote unquote a retreat. And really making sure that you are, and if you're confused by anything you see, have a conversation with that host. I highly recommend that you're having a conversation to really vet out, like, what am I going to experience? What is the goal of this retreat? What do you want to happen for your guest at the end of the retreat? Don't be afraid to ask these questions of the hosts so that you really understand that it matches with what you're looking for.
I think those are all great questions. But I also think for some people, I think it really is an exercise in curiosity. I mean, I feel like I really believe that, or at least this is how I am. When I see an experience, I sort of instinctively know that's something I really want to pursue, right? But I also think that a lot of people out there are maybe intrigued by the location, or they're intrigued by the theme, or they're intrigued by something else, and maybe they don't really realize that they actually need it. But once they're there, they're like, wow, this was everything that I needed. I just took a small group to St. Lucia in January, and that's what happened for all of my ladies. I think they really thought it wasn't going to be quite as much of a retreat as it was. But because it was a smaller group, I was able to really customize the details so that they all could get what they needed. And I think that's important too.
I love that. Yeah, I totally love that. I think that at the end of the day, if something feels right for you and it resonates with you as a guest or a participant, give it a shot.
Yeah. So what would you say? I'm just curious if you could just offer my audience maybe, you know, a handful of tips. What would you say? And some of it I think you've already alluded to, but what would you say are some key questions to ask yourself, or some things to consider, or some things to, you know, marinate on when you're thinking, A, I think I need to look at how my relationship with myself, number one, and what that actually looks like. And number two, you know, I think I need a change. I think I need a reset. So like for people out there listening who may be thinking, you know, at some point, I think I might like to attend a retreat, but maybe they just don't really have an idea of how to approach it. What would you say to that?
I love this question. I think it's a couple questions in one that can be probably answered altogether. And and really, at the end of the day, retreats are a space that you can do the work internally that you just cannot get done in your day-to-day living. In our day-to-day living, we've got, whether you've got kids or pets or spouses or significant others, jobs, roles, hats that you're wearing, you know, laundry that needs to be done, whatever it is, you've got your day-to-day stuff, we'll just call it, right? And that stuff can really honestly get in the way of being able to change your way of thinking, your way of feeling about yourself. What is the blocks? What are the obstacles? It's really, I don't want to say it's impossible because that's not true. That would be telling a lie that it's impossible to do that work, but it's much harder and it takes much longer to do that work in your day-to-day functioning. When you remove yourself from that and you put yourself in a safe space with a host that is providing the change and transformation and experiences and thought-provoking, you know, conversations and just a space for you to delve into, like, why are you feeling the way you're feeling? Why do you believe the things you believe about yourself?
Yeah.
Could you challenge that? And how could you look at it differently? That is power. That is so much power. And you can get so much done in such a short time in a retreat space compared to trying to do it every day at your everyday, you know, world.
Yeah. Your point, I think, I'm so glad you mentioned this too, is that I think I really want to emphasize for people listening is this idea that, you know, it is really possible to make a significant change in your life in as short as a weekend or 3 days or 4 days or however long the retreat is, you know, because you're going in, maybe you're not even going into it with the idea that you know what you need, but it is possible for that kind of change to happen in a short period of time. And because I do think there are a lot of people out there that honestly don't believe that. They think, well, you know what? It's taken me a long time to get to here. Weekend isn't going to change anything. And I just would be curious to know your thoughts on that too.
Allison, I'm so glad you said that because after having thousands of women come through both my retreats and here on the ranch, I can tell you it is 100% possible to have significant change in your life in as short as a weekend. And so I'm really glad that you brought that up because that is a barrier to thought, right? It's like, how is it possible that my 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever number it is that you've been living years has led me to this point, but I can make it change in 3 to 5 days? Yes, 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 you can. I promise.
Yes, it's totally possible. But I also, and I just, you know, if people listening don't take away anything else from our conversation, it's that I want people to understand that significant, not just even significant change, but really powerful transformation is possible in a very short period of time if you just give yourself permission to be able to do it and experience it.
Amen. I think the other thing that occurs that people don't even expect is powerful connection.
Yeah.
You make such a connection, not just to yourself, but to other people who are experiencing the same thing. I have guests who are lifelong friends now who met 10 years ago on one of my retreats, and they now come to my retreats as alumni together, and they experience other retreats. And the connections that you make because you are both experiencing this safe, transformative space together is literally, you can't even put a price tag on it, let alone like words to describe it.
Yeah. And I really feel like in the last, definitely since the pandemic, but I was really sensing it before that because of the online space, you know, exploding and the growth and the virtual opportunities and just about every business out there is that, you know, people really want and are craving real human connection. You know, there's really not a substitute for that. Like you and I could sit here on Zoom and kind of talk for a while and all that, and that's all good, but it's not the same thing as being in person. It's just very different.
It's not. I belong to a networking group that they meet once a month, and you can choose to go in person at their headquarters in Arizona, or you can do it via Zoom. And we've done both, my husband and I, and there is nothing that even compared to being in person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, agree. Absolutely. So last question before we wrap up, what would you say to the person out there listening who's maybe thinking, you know what? Maybe I do need to think about a retreat. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I love that. I love the curiosity, especially if there's a fear of like, I think you've already talked about a lot of the big fears, but I think the other smaller one is, will I be judged? I'm going to show up and the rest of these people here are going to judge me. The host is going to judge me. Oh my gosh. It almost drops you back into high school, right? Or God forbid, junior high school. And
totally.
So it's that whole thing. And let me just tell you that there's no other space like retreats that encompasses the judgment-free zone, or should at least. I know ours do, and I'm sure yours do, and probably most retreat hosts that is one of the most sacred parts of it, is that you come as you are. Bring all of your stuff. Bring every bit of you and show up. The only thing you could probably leave is the masks that you normally have to wear. But if you feel safer with them on at first, fine. Whatever makes you feel good, show up as you are and know that you will be loved for who you are, and that you will connect to spaces inside you that really need that. They need a hug. They need a hug. They need a supporting
hand. To your point,
hand.
You know, this whole idea of just, you know, understanding that, you know, half the work is showing up and getting there.
Yes.
You know, and you, if you do that, then you're already making yourself available. And then just don't resist, you know, just be open to what could possibly happen.
Yes, that is it. Exactly. Yeah. And you nailed it. Just show up. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about how you need to dress or what you need to say or how you need to look, or are you flexible enough? Are you strong enough? Are you, you know, whatever is going through your mind, just show up.
Totally. Love it. So how can people connect with you, Shannon?
Yeah, you can find out about us and what we do and my ranch and all the good stuff at mindbodycomplete.com. There's all the links to our socials. And I always love hearing from anyone who's thinking about either attending a retreat or hosting a retreat. I love to chat about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, really good to talk with you. I always love talking to another retreat leader. It's always like I said, it's Christmas Day for me when I get to do that. So I really appreciate you making time to chat with me.
Me too. Thank you so much, Allison. This has been awesome.
Fantastic. So everyone out there listening,
If you are interested in learning more about Shannon and you would like to connect with her, if you want to learn more about her retreats or her retreat center, you can find her website in the show notes, mindbodycomplete.com. And if you go to her website, you can find all of her socials there too, if you would like to connect with her. I'm assuming you're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, the whole thing.
Every single one of them. TikTok too.
Yeah. So if you want to connect, you can find all the information in the show notes. And on that note, if you know someone that you, maybe you're thinking of a retreat, maybe you've been on one of my retreats, or maybe you know somebody that would like to come on a retreat and you think this episode is probably would be really helpful for them to hear. If you would like, just simply copy the link to this episode and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or you can connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit connect and just drop me a note and we will take care of it for you. Either I'll do it for you or someone on my team will. And this is why I always tell people that I have the best audience in the whole world and why we've been so successful. In August of this year, we will have been on the air for 6 years. And I can tell you, when I started podcasting, I really didn't know that this is where we would be. And now I get to talk to amazing leaders like Shannon and other people who come on here and share all their goodness with you. And it's one of my most favorite things that I get to do. So if you have any feedback for us, or if you're feeling moved to leave us a review, we do appreciate that. My DMs are always open. You can connect with me on my site, or you can connect with me on any of my socials. Again, our website is www.theallisonk.com. Just know that whether you're listening to me today for the first time or if you've been following me for a while, that we do consider you part of our family. And just know that we are incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, because you guys are the reason why we are here and why we are doing what we're doing. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.